Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
All right, stop it. Just like
no,
yesterday.
No, come on, ole.
Once? Should we do it once?
Once.
Okay.
Okay, uno, dos, tres. Ole!
But like yesterday, we played the Star Wars theme.
Viva
only
Mexico.
Once. Only once we played the Star
no,
Wars
we
theme.
No, we played
yesterday.
It multiple times.
No, we didn't.
We utilized lots
material.
Of different Star Wars material.
So today on Cinco de Mayo, maybe we could use different material. We don't have to play the Mexican hat dance every time we talk. All right.
Arriba.
Cut the music. Thank
all right,
you.
In all seriousness, though, reason for Cinco de Mayo, and I just want people to understand, is Mexico defeated the French at the Battle of Puebla in 1862, which was part of their quest for independence.
And once they became independent, then they became friends with the Americans.
Indeed, they did.
And so that's why we celebrate it. So for all the guys at the Americas right now drinking their breakfast, cheers, guys. You might want to drop a little tequila.
Have a cerveza this morning.
Have a cerveza.
Which means beer. Have a beer.
Okay, that sounds like a surgical procedure.
Cerveza.
Just say have a beer. Mark, are you celebrating?
I remember all that from history class in school, but I don't remember where Bud Light comes into the conversation. But I know it has a role in there.
Or Coors Light or Corona. You know, like Corona commercials all over TV. Mm-hmm. Woohoo! You know, and Dos Equis now. I mean,
I like Dos Equis.
Okay, well then, let's.
I do. I like it.
You like what?
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I also like the commercials. The most interesting man in the world, Dos Equis.
Well, I like the Corona commercials because my boy Snoop is on there, and he's just funny. When I retire, I'm going to be like Snoop Dogg. They're going to call me Snoop Morg. But anyway,
Snoop Morg. Snoop Morg. No,
that's where we're going to take you after you retire.
That's
to
no.
Snoop Morg. Sorry.
All right. Well, have a happy celebration, everyone. We just want to make note that it is Cinco de Mayo.
I feel like at the end of the day, it's just an excuse for Americans to party.
This is what I'm saying. That's exactly what it is. Ask anybody. Like anybody who gets the day off on President's Day, ask them why we have President's Day. They don't know. It's like, oh, Washington slept here. I don't know. They got that big mountain with faces carved into it. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Probably in communities where they have a large population of Mexican-American heritage, I would imagine that it becomes a celebration of culture.
It's a little bit more
food.
Than the average person,
Or like the average bar or restaurant. That's like, hey, say good tomorrow, margaritas on special. But the real reason is because of the battle.
But you know, like in the coal region, they should have Buelo Day. Or Boilo. Boilo Day.
Isn't that every day?
Oopsie. Okay.
Okay. Isn't that every day? A little, you need, especially in the wintertime. You just
need
a little bit.
Understand the culture. Understand
you need a little bit to help.
To loosen up the cold.
Just a little bit.
Hey, on the way, Jimmy Fallon talks about some rules that are changing in Washington, D.C., social distance-wise. That's on the way. And Mother's Day is getting closer. We should start talking about it. We've got some viral comedy on a mom who sees her daughter's tattoo.
Oh.
Stay with us.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Mother's Day is coming, and sometimes your mom is your best friend, but let me tell you, peeps, sometimes your mom has to put on the mom hat. You know what I mean?
Ruh-roh.
And when she's a mom, she's allowed to put on the mom hat. A little piece of viral comedy taking us to news, sports, and AccuWeather. You once told me a story about a tattoo, Laura. And we won't tell that story just yet. But
We can.
We did tell the story before, but I mean,
basically that I got a tattoo on my foot. My mom didn't know about it.
Your mom saw it on your foot.
Yep, when I was crawling underneath the deck to get kittens.
Yeah, so check this out. Mom sees the tattoo, and it's not on her foot. And it's not small.
Ruh-roh.
Oh, my God, Gia. But why are you saying that?
I'm
why are you saying
you it?
Are you kidding me?
I'm showing
me right
you
now?
It.
Gia, that's so big. Gia, if
Doesn't need to know, I guess.
Oh,
Mother's Day is coming. She ruined her mom's Mother's Day.
I mean, her body, her choice. But, you know, maybe wait until after Mother's Day to show your mom your brand new huge tattoo.
That covers your entire back.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There's that.
There's that. So all of a sudden, years ago, when little Laura, I'm saying.
No, I was 30.
Yeah, but you was little. You always be little Laura to your mommy.
Sure.
She saw the tattoo on your foot.
Well, and it was interesting.
Rescue kitties.
Because I got said foot tattoo in January, and this was like May.
Well, I guess your mom doesn't have a feet thing, you know? I don't know. But, you know, so keep in mind, friends, Mother's Day is coming up this weekend. Be kind. Please.
Yes, please. Tom and Laura in the morning. Hide your tattoos, friends. 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What call are we taking?
Let's be super duper fast right now on the Ford fun line. Be caller number one, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. 94KX, good morning. Who's this?
Jamila?
Hi, do me a favor. Turn down your radio.
Yeah, turn that radio down, girl. That's all right. That's all right. You're excited. You were waiting.
I'm sorry. Who's this?
Jamila.
Hi, where are you calling from?
Catawissa, Pennsylvania.
All right. Did you really want to go to Disney? I mean, do you really?
My kid does.
Spoken like a true mom.
Yeah, Mother's Day is coming. Very good, Mom. One child?
Two.
Okay, so there. Family
perfect.
Four.
Family trip to Disney could be yours. Just for listening, we find out who wins on May 21st. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Tom and Laura, their dance moves are as good as the music.
No one is going home until we dance.
Wait a minute.
There's no better way to start your Central PA morning than with 94KX.
The Quest for the Castle.
Congratulations to Jamila from Catawissa. Qualified, and a big thanks to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Okay, Cinco de Mayo, blah, blah, blah. It's also National Hoagie Day.
That is right. And you know what is awesome about Central PA?
We love our hoagies.
And we have some of the best local hoagie joints.
Absolutely. Whatever you want to call it, a grinder, a hoagie. There's so many names. Little trivia. The word was supposed to be hoggy, as in you'd have to be a pig to finish one.
To finish it, yeah.
But then that Philadelphia accent changed the name to hoagie.
Hoagie. A grinder. A submarine.
A sub sandwich. Yeah, there you go. A torpedo. There's another nickname for it.
Oh, yeah. Favorite kind of hoagie?
My favorite?
Mm-hmm. Go That's for it.
Turkey. Yeah, I'm kind of simple.
I like the classic. And when I say classic, do you know how it has like the three meats with the cheese?
Yep.
Either classic or Italian. That's my go-to.
Even that hard meat with the with the peppers in it?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Really? I like a classic.
You like the classic. All right, with all that meat.
All the things. And I love a good pepper relish. I love a good, no mayonnaise though.
No.
Mayonnaise is the devil.
Okay.
We could start a debate on that. Listen, that could be like a whole thing in and of itself. Mayonnaise is the devil. No, I like the oil.
All right. We may have a chance for you to win coming up in about 15 minutes on National Hoagie Day. We just want to know how your week is going. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully you're on a roll. There's your hint.
We'll give you a chance to win. I see what you did there. Call in and tell us how you're on a roll this week.
Yeah, we'll be doing that coming up. So think about your week and how it's been going, heading into Cinco de Mayo, heading toward Mother's Day, whatever. Let us know. Mm. I want to know, Laura, because we talked about this a little bit. What is this new trend about eating rotten meat?
No, it's not a trend. Stop it right now.
It is, but it shouldn't be. People could get sick.
Seriously, should not be.
Like, where do kids come up with this stuff to start putting it on?
The video that I watched, though, wasn't even a kid. It was a man.
Yes.
A grown man who should know better.
Yeah, and here is that grown man. It is called, the trend is called high as in getting high, maybe? High meat, it's called. And it's basically eating rotten meat.
My high meat is 1 year old now.
Wait, what?
It's the oldest meat I've ever seen. It's gotten pretty dry now.
What?
Smells like acidic mushrooms. I'm going to eat it all at once. There's too much.
What is wrong with you, buddy?
Oh, very strong.
Very strong.
Not bad.
Not bad? Now he gets it, right?
Like eating chili.
Oh, just stop.
No, no. Here's the thing. There's a big difference
just
now.
Stop.
A delicacy, steak tartare, right?
Yeah.
When prepared correctly, which is raw beef, is delicious.
Here
seriously.
Comes your lesson for the day.
No,
for
it's delicious.
I would never touch it. I don't eat
I've had it several
meat.
Times in France. I only get it at one place.
You don't
and it's
get
one
it in America, though,
place.
Because we're not stupid.
No, I've had it in New York City as well. No.
This is supposed to be about eating rotten meat.
The whole thing, if it's cured or aged, there's a process that meat goes through. Cool. Uh-huh. But just to, like, let it sit so it can get
he
some...
He said it was in his refrigerator for a year.
Disgusting.
And why is this a trend? Kids, do not follow these
don't
trends.
Don't do this. As someone who has had... actual salmonella poisoning coming back from maybe a stint in the jungle in Costa Rica.
Nah.
I would not recommend it.
No.
The answer is no. I had to take,
the answer is no.
Pills. They were horse pills. Like, seriously, I had to take some strong antibiotics. It was awful.
So don't follow the trend called high meat.
Don't even Google it. Don't do it.
Don't even do it. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather, and maybe we'll get on a roll next hour.
We'll talk about how we can get on a roll. It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
How's your week going? It's National Hoagie Day. We want to know if you're on a roll. You see what we did there on a roll? I think it was clever.
I think it's really cool.
I think it's cool, and let's play some, like, contests. Music. Doesn't it sound like we're on a roll? Hey, friends, on a roll.
Are you on a roll? How's your week going? We want to know.
Is it going up, up, up?
I bet it is. Rolling. Is it rolling well?
Is it rolling well? Hey, there you go. I think we want to know if you're on a roll today or not, because I think that's the most clever name for a sandwich shop, On a Roll in Northumberland.
Listen, one of the best around, and for National Hoagie Day, they have hooked us up with lunch for one of our lucky listeners.
That's right. It's a family pack, a large hoagie that you could just divvy up, 2-liter bottle of soda, and Middlesworth chips. That sounds pretty good.
So when we say large, though, have you ever ordered one of their large hoagies?
Yes, it's large.
Oh, my gosh. That absolutely can feed a family of four. They are so huge.
Yeah. It's like a family of four could eat one. You know what I mean? Or maybe you and three of your coworkers, whatever your work fam, right?
That's right. So here's the catch, friends. We're going to take caller number 9 on the Ford Fun Line, right? At 1-800-326-94KX. But you have to tell us how your week is on a roll.
Yeah. Are you on a roll? Let us know. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good luck.
Okay, you can end that music.
On a roll. Let's go. We're on a roll.
Thank you. 94KX caller 9 is
awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you are awesome.
All right, here's the catch, though. How are you on a roll this week so far?
Yeah, how's your week going? Are you on a roll?
I'd say rolling through the week as I'm commuting to work.
Okay, that's a good thing.
That's a very good
all
thing.
Right, how many miles do you roll?
I drive about 35 minutes one way.
Okay, all okay. Right, so you are. You're rolling.
You're rolling through a Wednesday Cinco de Mayo. What do you think?
I would say that's accurate.
All right. Well, guess what?
Yeah, your week just got better. Congratulations.
Yes, it did.
A family pack, a large hoagie, 2-liter bottle of soda, some Middlesworth chips, enough to feed the family or some friends from On a Roll.
Congrats.
Awesome.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
A chance to sing along or chant along, whatever, with birthday buddies coming up in just a couple of minutes. Our musical birthdays, I love her, but I don't understand her. Adele is celebrating her 32nd birthday.
She's awesome. But she, like, reinvented herself during the pandemic.
That's what I think is great.
Girlfriend looks good.
But is she really happy? I want her to be happy.
I think so.
She has her son. You know, when you have
she went through a breakup.
Yeah.
Has her little boy. Yeah.
Like when you have a friend who's going through a tough time, you kind of hope they come out the other side okay. That's how I feel about Adele. You know, I'm hoping she's all right. So happy 33rd birthday to Adele. And we hope you get it all done up. Chris Brown is celebrating a birthday, too.
Too much light in this window.
He's 32.
Nice.
So should we wake him up this morning? And
why not?
Happy birthday. Wake up,
Darren.
Wake up there, Chris Brown. And here's a name you won't know, and that's okay. I forgive you, because the band was weird, and only our friend Mattson would know. Okay?
Okay.
Ian McCullough from Echo and the Bunnymen is 62 years old today.
Okay.
We have no music from Echo and the Bunnymen. Yeah, maybe we should search the libraries of some other radio stations in the building, but big cult band when I was in college, and maybe
I don't know.
Mattson, who calls in on Flashback Friday for Echo and the Bunnymen. Ian is 62 years old, so those are the musical birthdays today. Now we take a look at the local celebs, right?
Or as we like to call them, Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies. Happy birthday to Amy Banks from Sealands Grove. She's 37 today.
A very happy birthday to Angie Snyder from Milton, turns 51.
Deborah Deke is 65 today.
Felicia Patterson from Milton turns 34.
I like that name, Felicia.
So do I.
Jamie Fisher from Middleburg is 48 years old today.
Jason Snyder turns 38.
Jeff Best is 57.
Jeff Shuttlesworth from Williamstown turns 51.
Happy birthday to Jessica Bussler from Mifflinburg. She's 40.
Lillian Reeder from Shemokin turns 76. Happy birthday.
Martin Paul from Sunbury is turning 42 today. Happy birthday.
Melissa Haupt from Sunbury turns 57.
Randy Gill. I think he's a country artist. Randy Gill, you got a name there, bud. He's from Middleburg. He's 54. And I'm taking a look at the text club. And, no, nothing. They're all, like, old ones. So,
oh, okay.
But you have to check, right? Because there's the scent time. And
there
then there's
is. You like, never know. So we
next
have to refresh.
Month. Yeah, exactly.
We have to refresh. A very happy birthday to Tracy Lewis. That was messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page.
All right.
And then looking a couple for tomorrow.
All right. So get them in early. That's
yes,
my point,
absolutely.
I guess.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. Everybody has a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can text us at 49330. You can call us up on the Ford Fun Line or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Every weekday morning, right about this time, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
I'm sick of Zoom. I understand there are times when you have to do it, but I'm so sick of Zoom. Even the CEO of Zoom is sick of Zoom. Listen to this. This is good stuff, all right?
I do. I can tell you, last April, you know, on a peak day, I had a total of 19 Zoom meetings.
19?
I'm so tired of that. So I do have a meeting today. So I do not have any back-to-back meetings anymore. I think I feel much more comfortable.
Okay. It's called Zoom fatigue if you're suffering from it. We've talked about this before. If you have to travel a real long distance for meetings, why don't you just Zoom that meeting?
There's a time
you're
and place.
You're bringing people in
yes.
from all over?
Yes. There's a time and place for Zoom. And the thing is a lot of times meetings, especially if you're on a board, for example, or mm-hmm. maybe you're part of a committee, it's not convenient to get everyone together in the same place at the same time.
Right.
Because maybe you're volunteering for that position
that's
or you've been
point.
Appointed.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you still have your normal job. That's
right.
where Zoom comes into play. It makes it convenient for your volunteers mm-hmm. and your key members to get together and just stay at their job because their job is allowing them to be part of this organization.
Mm-hmm.
But then they can also participate.
And if you work for a company that has other branches
yep.
Miles away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
Zoom that.
But when you're... just a staff meeting? It's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, Monday we had a Zoom meeting here and there was some kind of technical glitch and we couldn't get on Zoom, but you could hear people up the hall complaining that they couldn't get on. Mine's not working!
I know. It's so funny because like some
What's
people
that?
Were here, some people weren't here. It's just, at the end of the day, I think if, example, maybe you're a single parent, kiddo has a snow day, you're like, oh, now I have to take personal time. No, perfect example what the pandemic taught
if
us.
You could prove that you're working from
you're
home.
You're working from home.
Go for it.
We have the technology. Why not? And then zoom into the meeting because you're at home taking care of your kiddo. You know, little Jimmy's in the background playing, but you are actively engaged in your workplace. Cool.
But when you're all in a building and...
No, that's dumb. Sorry.
And then when you get off the Zoom meeting, everybody runs to the bathroom and they all see each other. Hey, good meeting, huh?
What? And then we could...
Wait, what?
Man, we could just talk about this forever. And then there are meetings that, honest to God, should just be an email.
Maybe even a text.
Uh-huh.
Please do this. Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Thank you.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
News is coming up next, but we interrupt news, sports, and AccuWeather with The Simpsons. We talked about this earlier in the week.
We did.
Your husband Keith loves cartoon comedy.
He loves adult cartoons. Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park, Archer. Rick and Morty. Oh, my gosh. Rick and
Morty.
So,
it got in my head on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I watched cartoons that night. And we talked about it Tuesday. Now, today, it comes out that The Simpsons is now number one on a new list of the 100 best sitcoms of all time.
Now, we're not just talking cartoon sitcoms. We're talking all sitcoms.
All sitcoms.
What's number two? Do we know?
Cheers. Wow. Oh, followed by Seinfeld.
Cheers. Yep.
I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And still in the top five, All in the Family from the 70s.
Oh, you love that show.
Archie. You know how we drop these little pieces of flashback on 94KX? We do it on all of our radio stations. And on The Valley the other day, I heard Archie telling his daughter to put on a longer skirt because when she sits on the couch, it takes away the mystery.
Oh, my goodness.
That was 70s humor.
Fantastic.
There you have it. So congratulations to The Simpsons.
Oh, my gosh. What season are they on? I'd have to Google it. It's way up in the 30s.
How old are you?
Me, 38.
It might be season 38. Yeah. It was around when Laura was a little girl.
Indeed it was. And I was not allowed to watch it.
No. And now everybody watches it. It's a household thing. News is coming up next. Maybe some good news as well.
That's right. Three stories to make you smile on this Wednesday morning. Also, it's a Wednesday at the Wash. Quest for the Castle. So much to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX. You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, Mother's Day is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
This Sunday, so that's your friendly reminder right out the gate.
Okay, good.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. But how cool would this be for Mother's Day? A family took their grandmother's handwritten recipe for her famous chicken salad, blew it up huge, and made it into wallpaper in their pantry. Then they surprised her.
You ready? Oh, no. That's my wife, isn't it?
Yep.
Hey, how did you do that?
That is your chicken salad recipe.
And you wrote that in July 15th, 2008. It has it right up there, the date.
I love how she says, how did you do that?
How did you do that?
That's adorable.
Isn't that awesome? So, I don't know, think outside the box this Mother's Day. You never know what mom would appreciate. A family recipe, maybe something. You could even make a photo. I don't know. Just think about it and check out the video. It's making the rounds online, and it's really, really touching to see them surprise her with her handwriting in her very own pantry.
That's good news.
Up next, a 9-year-old boy in Florida named Daniel Class is helping cheer people up during this pandemic this entire year using the power of music.
Almost every day I want a new song. A lot of people stopped the first day. I love to make people happy.
It was an instant I have to turn around.
It's so awesome because in these days we need stuff like this. You know, it brightens. Everybody needs it. And so I'm happy to see so many people stopping by.
He's out in the driveway playing the piano?
Out in the driveway. He has his electric keyboard and he just learns a brand new song every day when he gets home from school. plays it, people stop by. I think he is a music man in the making, that little Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel, 9 years old, you're the next Elton John. That's good news.
Pretty cool. Up next, tourism, of course, is making a comeback. Mm. Recently on the Today Show, they highlighted how Alaska is even giving out vaccines right in the airport to encourage you to come. Yes. Tourism in Hawaii got hit even harder with the pandemic because that's a long flight.
Yeah.
So things are finally beginning to bounce back. Around half of Hawaii's hotel rooms are now occupied, which still isn't great because a year ago it was 12%. So I looked up some statistics, and as you're planning your summer vacations, your fall getaways, dare I say it, even a winter trip to someplace warm. Ooh. As we head towards 2022. Most, if not all, states are opening the doors. And yesterday, even our own governor said that Pennsylvania will be wide open again soon.
That's
good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Woo.
What was that noise? What are they doing in the next room? I
totally forgot what I was going to say. That actually scared me.
Are they bringing a baby elephant into the room?
I am not sure. Hold it down there, Eagle 107. They're rocking out this morning.
I guess. That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. What are we doing? Oh, a Tom and Laura list.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. That actually scared me.
Do you need a minute?
Maybe. I didn't expect it to be that loud behind me.
Meantime, I'm oblivious to mostly everything.
You can't hear.
Well, that's part of it, but it's also in things I see around the building here. I look like, oh, look, somebody's on fire. Oh, well, stop, drop, and roll. Like, I don't know if it's my age.
Stop, drop,
or what.
And roll. That's like a kind of old saying.
Okay.
Now, that one actually works.
Does it really work?
You really should stop, drop, and roll. Yes, yes.
We should try that on a Tuesday. I'll set you on fire, and then we'll see if...
No.
Okay.
The Hookies, right. They're listening, as is the Americas.
We'll have them standing by with a hose.
They say no.
No, okay.
The answer is no.
All right.
Now, there are still myths out there that people believe, and they're kind of ridiculous.
I know, and sometimes it has to do with superstition or ancestry. Like my mom, if we run this list by her, she'll say, no, that's true.
My favorite one, and it's number 10 on this list.
Okay.
And people say it about Knoebel's Crystal Pool all the time.
Oh?
Oh, you know, they put a chemical in there. You can't pee in that pool because it'll turn blue.
Yeah, and there's no chemical. There's no such thing as a chemical.
No, there is not a chemical out there that exists that in that amount of water could just turn urine blue. Poof. Sorry.
Big blue cloud around your bathing suit. Not going to happen. Number 9, your dog's mouth is cleaner than your own. Everybody says that. It's not true.
My dogs eat so much horse poop up at the farm. There's no way my dog's mouth is cleaner.
There's your example.
And the cats are even worse.
Yeah. So dogs, cats, and humans have about 600 different types of bacteria in their mouth on any given day. So don't even say that one.
Number 8, coffee stunts your growth, kids.
I've never even heard that. I heard.
Oh, I have.
My parents used to say, don't you smoke cigarettes. They'll stunt your growth.
Now, I heard the coffee thing. No, don't drink coffee. Really? It'll stunt your growth. And now that it's funny because kids younger and younger, it seems, are like, will drink coffee, iced coffee and whatever.
See it
it's
all
coffee.
The time.
Yeah.
But smoking, it just stunts your lungs. I mean, come on.
This is great. Our blood is blue before it's exposed to oxygen.
Yeah.
No.
Like, who made that up?
No, it's always red.
Probably
always.
The same person that's talking about the pool water turning blue.
Your veins look bluish-purple because of how the light diffuses and travels through your skin.
There you go.
But inside of your veins,
has nothing
your
to
blood
do with
is
your
red.
Blood.
Yep.
You're exactly right. Here's one that it spooks me more than anything.
I hate this one.
The average person swallows 8 spiders a year while they sleep.
Who came up with that?
It's not true.
I hope it's just an urban legend.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
But I'm still going to check for spiders before I go to sleep.
All right. Number 5.
Shaving makes your hair grow back thicker.
I know that's a myth, but I think it's true.
It's stubble. It's blunt. So then it feels thick. But that's just because it's at the base and growing.
I thought it was true because of your husband's ability to grow a beard in 24 hours.
No, that's
hours.
Just Keith because he's amazing.
Okay. All right.
Number 4. If you swallow a piece of gum, it's going to sit there for 7 years.
My mom used to say, it's going to stick to your lungs. And I used to think to myself, when you swallow food, it doesn't go to your lungs.
It goes to your stomach. Somebody told me that that's the reason for appendicitis. If you swallow gum, it'll stick to your appendix, and then that's why it blows up.
Here's one that's really untrue. Dogs see in black and white, and they can't watch television.
My dog watches TV all the time.
I know. And how do you know?
Like, I sent you videos. I'm like, hey, Murph, you watching TV? Show Tom. And he, like, looks at me and then looks back. And then he goes up to the TV.
Especially when there's a dog on
the screen. Oh, my gosh, yes.
I mean, come on. So, yeah. And who would know that? Anyway.
I don't know. There are new studies out that say that dogs actually see in some color, that they're essentially red-green colorblind.
Okay.
But their color scale is different than ours.
But they still see in color. Number
exactly.
two.
We only use 10% of our brain.
How do you measure that?
Depends on the person.
Ooh, yes. That's some people don't even use their brain at all. And number one, it was always my favorite because this is how the nuns got you to quit doing this in school. Cracking your knuckles will cause arthritis.
No.
Were you trying to crack your
knuckles? I can't crack my knuckles, though. I'm not good at it. Can you?
I'm not good at it either, really. But it doesn't cause. If anything, it'll weaken your hands, the bones in your hand. But there's no full-on
I think it just weakens those, like, connective tissues, right? Like, yeah, it kind of weakens everything that's
all that cartilage
stuck together.
You're busting it up. So don't do that. But it's not going to cause, like, real harm in your old age.
Let us hope not.
Yeah, there you go. Mythbusters. I feel pretty good about that.
So do I. I no longer feel gullible.
Yeah. And now I know, you know, my mouth is as clean as your dog's.
Which is pretty gross.
News is coming up next. Sports and AccuWeather.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Cinco de Mayo, I have put the margarita aside.
Beer
I'm going to drink
fest.
A beer.
Beer fest.
Fest.
Beer fest.
June 12th. June 12th.
Beer fest.
All right, let's take it easy. Is
I'm
our friend Vanessa
excited.
Coming on the show tomorrow?
Heck yes, she is. She's going to call in right around 8:15 tomorrow and talk Beer Fest, First Fridays in downtown Milton, and when tickets go on sale, which is this week, friends. Yeah.
There it is, First Friday right there. MiltonBeerFest.com. Check it out.
MiltonPABeerFest.com.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I did forget
that. That's
okay.
MiltonPABeerFest.com. Tickets are available, going on sale this Friday. It's going to sell out, Thomas.
People are talking about this like, well, okay, there was a pandemic and that's why we didn't have it, but they're talking about it like never before. Like, it's pretty exciting.
I think we're all ready to get outside and do some stuff, rain or shine. Dare I say it, there's a theme this year. I don't want to steal Vanessa's thunder, so I won't.
So she will reveal
there,
that tomorrow?
There is a theme this year.
Oh,
it's going to be super duper fun. And, of course, all of the breweries from the Riverette Brew Trail, including distilleries, awesome local vendors are all going to be downtown Milton on Saturday, June 12th for Beer Fest, which, you know, is where you and I will be for the entire day.
Yes. Yes. The entire day. There's beverage.
So of course.
We'll be there for the entire
course.
Day.
Indeed, we will.
I can't wait to hear from Vanessa tomorrow. So if you're kind of intrigued about Beer Fest, you don't know about it, and if you do know about it, you want there again, Vanessa will explain tomorrow.
She will indeed tomorrow at 8:15. In the meantime, check out MiltonPABeerFest.com. And don't forget, tomorrow is the first of many Thirsty Thursdays.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens is with you this afternoon. And Sammy Tyler tonight. Do we have a wrap-up? You know, we always do a thought for the day. Anything based on Cinco de Mayo? I don't even really like margaritas that much.
Oh, see, I love margaritas.
I know you do.
I like a classic margarita, too. Not frozen, not too sweet. Just the Cointreau, the tequila, the lime, salt on the rim, ice, shake, shake, shake.
Maybe it's the salt on the rim. I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to have to go buy some tequila now.
I'm not a big tequila guy, either.
Listen, there's no time for siestas today, Tom.
There isn't?
No, there's no time for a siesta.
Okay.
Because it's time to fiesta.
Oh, but I like a nap.
Okay, we'll have a nap.
But not a
have
siesta.
A nap. And then remember that today is the one day where it's socially acceptable to go on a margarita binge because you can blame it on Cinco de Mayo.
There it is. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.